You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place? Offshore, while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP. Visit orbvest.com.
Checking in with Ilza Botha. She is Managing Director, Old Mutual Unit Trust. Ilza, morning. Appreciate your time. Environmental, social, governance, ESG. We've chatted before around the ESG unit trusts that Old Mutual has launched. You come out with it with a new sort of strategy, in a sense, where you're actually going to look across your range of unit trusts available and actually rate all of them in terms of their environmental, social and governance scores.
Good morning. Absolutely, Simon. We are very excited about this initiative. Old Mutual Wealth is the first platform in South Africa to publish ESG ratings for our local unit trusts. We are working with MSCI on scores on the environment, on social justice, and also on governance, in order to give clients and advisors a better view of what they are buying. So we are very excited about that. We started with our internal funds, but we are definitely going to reach out to our external fund managers to participate in this process.
And what's great about this, as I mentioned, we've certainly got some ESG funds in South Africa. Truthfully, not many, but there are some out there. So an investor who wants to have an ESG bias can go off and buy that particular fund. What you're going to say is, we score every fund. So now as an investor, I can look across that range of funds and say, well, I like that, but it's not a great ESG score, and I like that one, and there's a better score. It suddenly just it fundamentally changes our ability to invest with that ESG conscience.
Absolutely, Simon. What we are seeing more and more from investors is there's a complete consciousness about the environment. People are looking at recycling, they're looking at using less plastic. They are becoming more conscious about their surroundings, and that was heightened in 2020. When we saw the pandemic, people are now really looking further. And people are saying investing for profit is not enough anymore. Mm-hmm. We want to have an underlying view of the companies you're investing in. And with this new scoring system, that will enable them to do that. And we've seen great growth in ESG. In 2020, we saw ESG indexation funds grow by 221% to $189 billion US. So there is continuous growth in these funds. There were 200 new ESG funds launched in 2020 alone. So we can see there's definitely appetite for this philosophy in growing in the world.
Yeah, and certainly investor appetite. And I mean, the stark reality is that these funds with a higher ESG rating do tend to do better than their conventional peers. I mean, this isn't just a great story. It's, you know, having a social conscience and caring about the environment and about good corporate governance actually does matter. It, in time, relates into profit and therefore returns for the investor.
Absolutely. Usually companies that have got that ESG consciousness have got low cost to capital, better resource efficiency, they're stronger in the innovation elements, they've got a better social license to operate, access to markets. And we've seen that in mutual and indexation funds, they outperform their peers by a median total return of 4.3% at the lowest standard deviation as well. So it's not just doing good for the environment. There's definitely an upside in return as well.
And you make the point. I mean, you said you've worked with MSCI. They're obviously a large index developer globally, in a sense. And I suppose part of that trick is it's around getting some standardization so that when I, you know, if we all rush off and do our own sort of ESGs as an investor, I look at it and I don't know necessarily what your ESG means versus somebody else. My sense from what you're doing with MSCI and Old Mutual is kind of moving towards a standard where an investor gets what that sticker means when they see ESG.
Absolutely, Simon. So what we saw what we're seeing more in the UN is we're seeing that Europeans are actually starting to have a standard on how to rate funds so that you don't just get greenwashing. We initially thought of developing our own standard at Old Mutual, but we thought it's kind of like marking your own homework. So we looked, there are two providers that we looked at, but we were very comfortable with the MSCI methodology. We're comfortable with how they rate all the various elements of funds. and hence we decided to go this route. And I think in South Africa, with some of the work that TISA is doing, with some of the work National Treasury are doing, there's definitely a greater conscience about ESG and about really, really looking through it and not just with greenwashing funds.
I love that phrase, greenwashing. I think that's going to become a much more used phrase as we move and get more into the ESG space. Nozobota, Managing Director, Old Mutual Unit Trusts, appreciate your time. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 32, a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.